edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Here on a lovely Tuesday evening, it's election night right here in the heart of a beautiful island of Maui and the lovely state of Hawaii. And we are here to take away some of that election night blues, as it were, or as you can say, doldrums. Get you out of that election funk.
Look at how confident Greg sounds right now.
We're going to get you out of that election funk. And we're going to just talk a little entertainment, a little news, and some comic books, baby. Because, you know, I mean, I could talk about politics all night. I mean, listen, if you guys want to talk about the numbers, we can do that. But everybody's doing that. Let's do something a little different, shall we? Anyway, let me...
Let's talk about some letters.
Let me introduce, you know, the crew, the guys. The guys who hang out with me. Anyway, let's start with this guy right here. He is the producer seducer. He is the sexiest producer on Maui.
Give him a Joan Jett song.
Yeah, he's his jeans are as tight as the gloves that I wear when. Well, anyway,
you wear gloves?
Anywhere. Forget it. Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to Kai. Kai, he's in the house. Yes.
Kai.
Hello, Kai.
Kai's on camera.
Kai's on camera. Ooh. All right. So nice of you to be here,
like
Kai.
An on-camera guy now.
Yeah,
you
he is. He is. It's crazy, right? Jeez. Also joining us this evening, this man right here. His name is the Gaming Guru. He is, his moniker is the Gaming Guru. He is also the master of card tricks. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is our Gaming Guru. And please say hello to the man in black himself. Format is in the house.
It's more of a charcoal, really.
Yeah, it kind of is. You're right.
Calling him the Gaming America three times in that intro.
How's it going, yo?
I screwed it up three times. Anyway, also joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, the next guy on my list, he is our Dark Knight. Not only is he is our Dark Knight, he is also our horror aficionado. He's the man that saved me $6 and avoided having me avoid to watch Antebellum. I'm very happy for that.
I rented it from Redbox. I only spent two bucks.
I want to thank you for that. He is also the man who wears a cape, a cowl, and, of course, a very, very sleek-looking utility belt. He fights crime here in Wailuku Town, and we like to call him, show some reverence, for Ganon!
Hey, show some reverence for Ganon. How are you doing? Show some reverence for Ganon.
His intros are sucking today.
Also, hey, listen, I've got other things on my mind tonight. All right, I've got an issue. I've got a new microphone that I'm trying to deal with.
Your mind tonight. I can see your nipples, dude.
Hey, I got stuff to deal with.
Skip my intro. Can I just read my list?
Nope. And just for that, screw you. It's getting louder. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board.
He is called the election.
He is also the self-proclaimed comic master. And he is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. The freaky one, the leaky one, Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaks is in the house.
How come when you turn it on CNN, we don't see what Kanye's tally is?
I think Kanye's tally is one.
He's got an electoral college vote?
No. One vote. He voted for himself.
Oh, one vote.
I don't think his wife voted for him.
As much faith as I want to have in Americans, more than one person voted for that idiot.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, there is one man who's missing tonight, and I don't know.
His name is Jesus.
And I don't know why, but I thought just because he's not here in honor of him, He's here. He's not here tonight, but it's okay. He is our comic book artist extraordinaire. Normally, he's on here every Tuesday. He is the author, creator of the Kukui Project.
Can we just have a segment where we just talk trash about Todd while he's not here?
This is the segment we talk trash about this man. It's Todd Bernardi, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so aggrieved.
No, okay.
You wonder why the show's going down the
tube. Yes, we can talk trash about Todd. Since Todd is not here, we can talk trash about Todd. It's not a problem at all. But anyway.
When I kiss him, weirdly enough, it tastes like celery.
Hang on a minute. Does his mouth taste like celery or does his breath taste like what? Hang on a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Neither one of those.
Ladies and gentlemen. Joining us. He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the creator of Disco Thunder Groove.
Do we still get to make fun of him?
Mohawk Thunder. And of course his perennial work in the Kukui Project. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to the Hawaiian Salted Superman. It is Todd Bernardi.
I'm not wearing pants.
Why are you not wearing pants? You want
to prove it.
He's going to do it. Don't do it. Anyway.
My screen's frozen. Wait.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's get right to it. I know Todd Bernardi can't stay too long, but let's get right into the comic book list. Every single Wednesday.
That's messed up, man. Poking fun at the guy's stamina.
Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. This Wednesday is no different, regardless of an election going on. We've got new comics coming out. And also, Alika, for my benefit, I'd like to know what happened to the release of the New Warriors that didn't hit its release date. What's going on with that? Do you know?
The comics probably sucked in there.
Are you talking about the smash hits Snowflake and Safe Space?
That's the one, guy. I wanted to make sure to get my five copies, my extra and my variant covers.
Well, I heard they were going and taking a grittier angle and casting an overweight Republican as.
First of all, Snowflake. I thought we were supposed to make fun of Todd Bernardi.
He'd be perfect for Snowflake.
Okay, that's good. Anyway.
I think that he's a little too white for Snowflake.
Ladies and gentlemen, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. Yeah. So let's find out from Alika, the owner and really proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Wailuku Town. Let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
The Alien original screenplay number 405. Avengers number 38. The Avengers number 57 facsimile edition, which is a reprint of the Vision, which is cool.
Okay.
Batman and the Max Arkham Dreams number 505.
Batman and the Max again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Black Widow number 3.
Can you still call her Black Widow in 2020? Since she's not, well.
African American Widow.
No, that's not.
Wakanda Widow.
No, she's not that.
Oh, okay.
Wakanda Widow.
Captain Marvel number 23. Chew number 4. Todd Bernardi. A book that Todd.
That's, I missed that one.
There's a comic called Todd Bernardi.
It's called Chew Todd Bernardi.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That sounds
crossover number 1, which is
that's also
from Image.
I also want that in my pool.
Who's crossing over in it? What's going on?
You want me to pull that for you?
Yes. Yeah. I texted you about it like 3 months ago.
So does he?
It's a Donnie Cates and Jeff Shaw are doing another book together. It's a superhero event. They released the first 5 pages of it because it's like that's the first part of the hook.
It's a big book for Image.
Nice. Yeah.
So Deadpool number 8. We all love Deadpool, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Best comic character in the history of comics, Deadpool.
And you know who said that? Rob Liefeld said that.
Yep.
That's second only to Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Move over, Harley Quinn. Here comes Punchline.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Is Punchline taking off?
I mean, she's popular enough, I guess. Right. I don't think it's Harley Quinn popular, but, you know.
That's fair.
It does feel a bit forced.
She's very one note.
She's not toxic enough for the fanboys.
She's not toxic enough. She's pretty toxic, though.
Yeah, but she's not fanboy toxic. Come on, there's a big difference.
Firepower by Kirkman and Sam Nee.
Wait. Firepower?
I still haven't read number four.
Firepower.
Oh, well, I thought you meant like...
Stop trying to be funny.
No, I really thought he said Friar Power, like a priest.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yes, the Friars. They have Friar Power.
That's what I thought.
That's not like you. That was you were trying to make a fried chicken joke.
No, I wasn't. I meant friar as in like a religious guy.
As in Tuck.
As in Friar Tuck. Yeah.
Like as.
Boo.
Let's move it along.
All right, let's go.
Ink Blot number three. La Diabla number one. I don't know what that's about. I'm pretty sure that's.
You sell foreign comics?
What's up?
You sell foreign comics?
Because it's in Spanish.
He does. Dude.
La Diabla, that should be.
He does, man. Kukui Project.
I can't.
Yeah, we carry on.
I can't believe La Diabla made it over that one.
I can't.
Mighty Morphin, number one. It's a new Power Rangers book.
Oh.
For your stank ass.
Whoa.
Is that like the subheading? Power Rangers for your stank ass? Is that the name of the comic?
No, I was just talking about your stank ass.
For your stank...
Got it.
For your snake ass.
Got it.
My Little Pony Transformers, number 4-4. All excited to see how that story ends, right?
How is that a thing? I can't believe the brony community would want that.
It's a 4-issue series. Wow. Origins, number 1-6.
Hang on a second. Hang on, before you start... Format, really quick. Does the Transformers community want to cross over with?
More than anything.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, the Transformers are getting real slutty with the crossovers. They're also right now crossovering with Back to the Future, and there's a transforming DeLorean in that series.
At least that IP has a vehicle involved.
Every IP has a vehicle. Cut it out.
My Little Pony does not. They are the
carriages. That's slightly
vehicle. Yeah, the ponies are the vehicle. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you hook a wagon up to a pony, and that's a vehicle.
I don't think I've ever seen wagons in My Little Pony, guys.
Transformers also just crossed over with Ghostbusters, and Ecto-1 became a Transformer. So Transformers are getting real slutty with the crossovers.
Stop slut-shaming the word slutty.
How do you think that Applejack gets all those apples to market? She's got to put them in a...
Now that cart transforms.
Some sort of cart.
Kai, are you advertising Watch Dogs? Are you getting some kind of kickback to have that on camera?
No.
Because you certainly have it positioned as if you're getting paid to do
it. It's fine. He's doing fine. It's good. I love it.
You know what? I'm going to start doing advertisement, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Put a minority shirt behind me or something.
You should.
All right. Rise of Ultraman, number 3-3.
Tokusatsu. Ooh. Interesting.
Nice.
Savage Circus, number 1-10.
Ooh, got Savage no Circus.
Super Savage.
What makes a circus super savage?
Can you say it in a more insulting voice, Greg?
Spy Island, number 3-4. That's the Chelsea Kane book. We all love Chelsea Kane.
Ask me about my feminist agenda, Chelsea Kane.
Yes, that Chelsea Kane. The one you
ask me about my feminist Spy Island.
Star Wars number 8. Stranger Things D&D crossover number one.
I still don't understand. You say you can never get, you unless you're talking with somebody that has the Boston accent, you never can get the Boston accent. But every time you say Star Wars, you say Star Wars. Every time, I swear to God, Alika, every time, dude, it's without fail.
Well, it's Greg Star Wars.
it's what you do every time. Chowda. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
It's a bad
Have you seen the new Sam Adams commercial?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that reminds
it's
me.
It's like less funny and more sad because there are so many Bostonian dudes like that.
Speaking of Sam Adams, did anybody else know Chappelle's Show is on Netflix right now?
The actual Chappelle Show from Comedy Central?
Yeah, the actual Chappelle Show is on Netflix now.
Really?
They dropped it on there a day or two ago.
Wow. Hmm. I'll watch that.
So like everything Chappelle's done pretty much is on there right now.
Yeah. He's got some of my favorite skits are on that show.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's do a skit.
Thor number 9. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Jenica 2, part 1 of 6. U.S. Agent number 105. Can you stop groaning when I read comics, Greg?
The only reason I'm groaning is because every time this week has been weird for you, because every time we post stuff in the news group or whatever, there is a ton of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff lately. I don't know what the hell's going on, but you probably have been just, you know, climaxing every time there's Ronin coming out. There's this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I don't know.
Just be happy that the turtles are the number one intellectual property in the world.
Are they really?
They're number one in Alika's heart.
Yeah.
All right. That matters, really.
All right.
That's all that matters.
G is a solid number two. No, I changed. G is a runny number two.
I am definitely a runny number two right now. I can tell you that for sure.
So I'm like a couple issues away from the end of the list if you let me get there.
Yes.
All right,
go ahead.
U.S. Agent number 105. We're all stoked for more Marvel books, right? We love Marvel.
U.S. Agent.
Who doesn't?
Walking Dead Deluxe number 2. That's the colorized version of Walking Dead being released. All right. Cash grab.
Get that money.
Get that money, baby.
We love
Walking Dead, the colored version.
Making money. That's not what they call it, but thanks, Gannon. Web of Venom, Empire's End, number 1. We all love more Venom books. Thank you, Marvel. Wolverine, Black, White, and Blood, number 1 of 4. People are...
Yeah, I want that. That actually looks really cool.
Okay, well, I'll help you out there, pal. And X-Men, number 14, X of Swords.
Yeah. X of Swords.
That's the end of the list.
Ladies and gentlemen, that of course was your list every single Wednesday. New comic books. If you're fixing for a good comic, you know who's got them? Alika in his garage right now. But that's okay.
Yeah. Check out this comic at $20.99.
Oh, wow. So check him out. Still because of the COVID, the comic book store is not open, but you can get all your comics if you shout out to him on Instagram at Maui Comics or on Facebook at Maui Comics and Collectibles, and you can get your new comics.
Or shout at him if you see him on the street.
Yeah.
Just start yelling.
Just shout him and just say, "Hey, Howley," and then he'll come running.
And then I'll pound you out.
That'll work. So check out Maui Comics and Collectibles. Maui Comics, great comics. There's a plethora of comics that you can read. That's going to be ending out your 2020. Anyway, Alika, listen, before we get off of you, could you give us a little more detail? I wanted to know, since we were talking turtles, what was the news about the producer wanting to do a sequel? What is that for the movie?
The original producer of the 1990s movie is motivated to do a sequel in the, like, as if the 1990 movie was the only movie and do
so no two or three, just the 1990 one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean,
Kino.
He's got a good point.
Kino.
I know Kino's great. Kino deserves to be of all the things in Ninja Turtles 2, Kino And maybe Tatsu are the only two things that deserve to be there.
Ninja rap. Hello.
Yeah, no, not the ninja rap. That doesn't deserve
it. How dare you? It does. And so does Kevin Nash as Super Splinter. Or so, excuse me, Super Shredder.
Did you just say Super Splinter?
I did. I said Super Splinter. I meant Shredder.
Idiot. How do you mess that up?
I just did.
So, it's easy for Gene.
So, I, you know, there's potential if we go in that world. I mean, I think it's cool that somebody with at that high level having to do with the production thinks something that the average Turtles fan thinks, which is that the 1990 movie obviously is a superior film to all of them, and it deserves attention as being one of, you know, the Henson Workshop. At the time, they wanted to distance themselves from it, but it really was part of the quality that they brought to the production, and, you know,
that's cool.
They ended up being this legendary film that was never to be recreated, you know. Yeah. They couldn't capture that magic again as far as the Turtles were concerned.
Can I tell you the biggest problem with the 1990 version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And the new ones are superior?
What?
It's because on the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michael Bay's name wasn't on it. So,
Michael Bay's a garbage human being, so that can't be in the plus column.
Wow. What did he do?
He just made a stupid ass movie about the pandemic while we're in a pandemic.
Okay, well, like, let's be fair. First of all,
it's COVID-23, not COVID-19.
Yeah, first, and it's
Money wants to be fair, he's going to say some
stupid. It's called Songbird. He's not directing it.
It's not named COVID.
He's not directing it. He's just producing it. There's a big he's producing it. He's not making it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So he's getting paid from it being made. That's what an innocent dude he is.
why is everybody so panicked about this movie?
He's a trap.
It's a movie, and again,
I almost heard a little boss now.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, well, first of all, speaking of Michael Bay, this leads right into that. Before we forget. We lost a legend in the last couple of days. We lost the great Sean Connery, the man who was the original James Bond, the man who was Highlander himself, the man who was part of The Rock, who, of course, Michael Bay directed in The Rock.
He wasn't Highlander. He was Ramirez.
First of all, he was in Highlander. That's what I said. Didn't I say he was in Highlander?
Wasn't he
I'm sorry.
A Japanese dude in some 1950s movie?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of great movies, including.
He dressed up as a Japanese guy in one of the James Bond movies.
He's also a excellent contestant on Celebrity Jeopardy. Yeah.
Yes. I'll take anal bum covers.
I tell you what, man, he lived quite the life. He lived till 90. He had a hell of a life.
He was also a giant CG dragon.
Yes, and mm-hmm.
I am the last. That's right.
He played opposite Dennis Quaid. He was also the love interest.
I had no trouble slapping ladies too. Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah, he was.
We're dancing around that one, Gannon.
Yeah. There's always something.
I didn't realize we were navigating around, you know, actual real life stuff. Sorry.
Well,
turns out he said it like word. He like admitted it. Like he signed an affidavit in an interview, basically like, "I love to beat women."
First of all, when was that? And number two,
he said it. He is like, sometimes they get mouthy. I like to slap them.
Yeah,
like that's all.
It's almost a direct quote, actually.
That's a direct quote.
Somebody still has to prove to me why that's such a bad thing. Anyway, listen. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but listen.
It's kind of a bummer. Because, you know, like, I really like the guy.
I love the guy.
To find that out, too, was kind of like, man.
He has a legacy. He can always be
something.
Okay. It may be wrong, but he grew up in a different time. Let's all just freaking relax. But
I think
translation also thinks slapping women is okay.
One of my favorite things about him was actually Craig Ferguson tells a joke about this, how regardless of the role he's in, that Scottish accent always made it through.
Always made it through. Always.
Yeah, it's just like.
But he was
Russian submarine commander.
Yeah.
I'm a Russian submarine commander.
Yeah, that's one of his.
Bothered to change it.
He never gets credit for it, but he is so good in The Hunt for Red October. He played, of course, he played Indiana Jones' dad in The Last Crusade. He was asked to come back. He was asked to come back to do Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull to play the grandfather, of course, of Shia LaBeouf.
Until they realized that Harrison Ford was 70, so his character should have been dead by then.
Yeah, you would think so.
Even though in real life he's only 10 years older than Harrison Ford.
From the right chalice, so he would be alive.
Correct, he did. That's right. He got healed from the chalice.
Only if he stayed there. Only if he stayed there.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
If he stayed there, would he live forever?
That's a good point.
Who would have thought LXG would be the movie that took him out?
Yeah, right. That it ended his career.
I think that's the movie that broke him. I think after that movie, he's like, you know what? I don't want to work anymore.
It broke Sean Connery, and it broke Stephen Norrington, the director. The director, Stephen Norrington, the guy who directed Blade.
Man.
So it broke both.
No, man, he was directing Bare Naked Ladies videos after that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Yeah. It's been 1 week, I guess.
He was directing Traffic after that.
Sad to lose him. Of course, he was also the love interest of Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
No, does Kirk Douglas know this?
I think it's sad to lose Sean Connery. I grew up watching him as he was my James Bond and always will be. He was the best James Bond, in my opinion. So, you shall be missed, sir. You shall be missed.
You know, Roger Moore never slapped women.
Yeah, he did.
That we know of.
He did.
I don't know. I didn't research that. Sorry.
You should check it out. There's a whole.
You know what? Timothy Dalton never slapped women.
I agree with that. Timothy Dalton's the second best Bond.
I'm gonna take it back even further. George Lazenby never slapped women.
George Lazenby, he was the man. There's no doubt.
Well, according to D, it was a different time, and they all slapped women, and it was okay.
First of all, it was
a different time.
You know, remember how Christopher Reeve was slapping his wife around all the time in the Superman costume?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So exactly the time it was where men could just slap women around all the time. Nobody thought anything of it.
Well, yeah.
That horse showed up.
I bet you wish we could go back to those days, Greg.
Sean Connery, in remembrance of you, you shall be missed. Moving on. This week, if you can believe it, after much hype and much ado, Season 2 of Mandalorian has hit Disney Plus.
Oh, I forgot that even happened. Jesus Christ, how did I forget?
So first let me go to Todd Bernardi to see if he reinstituted his Disney Plus account to watch The Mandalorian Season 2.
Oh, no.
No, I'm going to wait for it to all be up.
Oh, Christ.
Smart man. Lead.
What a great lead. Let's go to the guy that hasn't watched it yet.
Good. No, I went to him because I want to know if he reinstated his Disney Plus account. That's what I wanted.
That sounds like a question we should have done before we started.
No, that's a good question. No.
Who has Disney Plus?
Alika does.
Yep.
Alika.
Hi, hold up your Disney Plus sign so we can get some advertising kickback.
Alika, what did you think of the premiere of Mandalorian Season 2?
I loved it. I want all 8 episodes right now in my face.
All up in your face?
I thought they went with more episodes this year.
No.
Oh, are there more than 8?
I thought there was.
I thought there was only going to be 8. That's what I thought.
I know the episodes are longer than they were.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. Never mind.
That's what
you're
it
right.
is, yes.
I think you're right, Format.
That's what it is. Question. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard there's some surprises in this first episode. Is that true?
Yeah, Baby Yoda's in it.
Oh.
What a surprise.
Would you believe it? Baby Yoda.
Oh, man. Baby Yoder.
He takes his helmet off in front of everybody.
Now, is this season a continuation of the ending of season 1, or are we moved on to a new story?
This is actually a prequel story. It happens before everything.
Obviously, it's the same story because now he's tasked with bringing the baby to its own kind, which are Jedi.
Yeah, I was making fun of G's ridiculous questions.
No, sorry. I didn't know. I was asking.
Gee, you're stupid.
Oh, the child.
Thanks.
You are stupid.
I like how Baby Yoda, they went the route of Baby Groot. And so now he's like a pissy teenager now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He got like, taller. Like, all of a sudden he got a lot taller.
And he force chokes people when they tell him to stop playing.
And he can create battle axes out of his arms.
Pretty crazy.
He killed the guy.
Now,
actually, you know what? I said that wrong. He can create lightsabers out of his arms.
Did you dig it, Kai? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was fine. It wasn't the best start of the season, but I'm hoping to see what else we see.
Hey, listen, especially
that little stuff at the end.
As long as Gina Carano's in it, I'm cool.
She's not.
Oh, she's not?
Not in this episode.
Damn it! All right, fine.
We got that lady from Tatooine who was basically the ship doc person. That's it.
Gannon, what about you? Did you watch it?
Yep. And? I certainly did.
And?
I watched the living hell out of it.
Uh-huh. And was it worth your time? Was it enjoyable?
What I dig about the show is that they really try to go for as grand scale as they can on a television budget, and they really get it every time. Like, again, this show is proving that it's what they should have been doing with Star Wars instead of those last three movies.
I agree.
It's exactly what Star Wars always did right, where it can play to all ages as opposed to how everybody seems to assume that Star Wars is just for children, which is completely wrong. But, It's great in every way that it could be. And quite frankly, I think Timothy Oliphant at this point is only ever going to play Western characters. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
I will have to say this. I actually disagree with you, Gannon. I think Star Wars is for kids.
No, it's not.
I really do.
So you think when George Lucas wrote the prequels and he talked about trade routes and all this Federation stuff that he was aiming that at children that wouldn't understand a word of it?
I think that he was trying something different in the prequels. But
so he thought, let's bore kids to tears with council meetings. That's exactly what children want to see in Star Wars.
I got to tell you, I really do. I think George Lucas made these movies for kids.
You're an idiot.
What? All right, listen. I'm going to have George Lucas on the show next week, and we're going to ask him.
He can say whatever he wants to sell toys to children, but when Star Wars works, it's a show that works for everybody.
All right, now that I can agree with. That I can agree with 100%.
Anybody can watch it, and everybody gets it on their level. It doesn't play. It doesn't punch up or punch down. It's a great story for all ages.
That's a great way to put it.
Star Wars plays squarely for children. That's great for the kids, but I mean, Star Wars is great when it plays for any age.
Could you go back to George Lucas, you know, originally intending it to be kind of a children's sort of fairy tale? Like, he's always said that, but I don't know if he gets it because the beginning crawl had to be reworked by Coppola and I think Spielberg.
No, Coppola and Brian De Palma.
And De Palma. Yeah. Okay. They had to totally rewrite it because he was just. It went on and on, and it was like...
I honestly think that people understood what Star Wars was better than he did. He was great at the world building, but I think people got what it could be better than he did.
That's fair. I think that's fair. He was a young film director.
It's a movie saved in the edit, so right away that tells you that what he assembled wouldn't have worked. It's somebody else that took a step back and realized exactly what it should be.
Yeah.
And that's a story that's been told a million times, but yeah.
And his wife was integral to that part, yeah.
To Gannon's point, every Star Wars property that was aimed at kids, like Ewoks and droids, were terrible.
Well...
I enjoyed Ewoks.
Oh, you're an easy sell, though. You like anything animated. You're an easy sell.
I am. Anything that was a Saturday morning cartoon, like, I even enjoyed the Back to the Future Saturday morning cartoon, but the Ewoks cartoon was at least a little more palatable to kids than the droids one. The droids one was kind of serious. You had to understand a little more of the Star Wars universe, like the adult stuff. But Ewoks was for kids. It was basically just like Care Bears, but in the Star Wars universe.
I think Format was actually talking about the ABC movies, remember?
And as a kid, I also loved those because that was like a whole Star Wars movie meant for kids, like directly to kids, you know? It was like, and it was, you know, kind of like Henson-ish, and I was a big Hanson lover as a kid.
I don't know, man. Battle for Endor starts off with that whole family getting slaughtered. That's not very child friendly.
Battle for Endor, and then of course,
what are you talking about, Batman?
Yeah. Come on now.
Doesn't get more child friendly.
And
than
of
that.
Course, the fantastic sequel, The Caravan of Courage. Who can forget the great sequel?
That was the first one. Battle for Endor is the second one.
Now's a good time to mention that a lot of American movies for children start with the slaughter of parents and family.
That's right.
Because it's the ultimate child's dream. God, I wish my parents were dead.
Like Bambi, Home Alone. They, you know, they, he thought he killed his parents. It was great. He loved it.
I mean, for the parents among our group, don't you guys get that all the time from your kids? Like, I wish you weren't alive, Dad.
No, our children are angels.
I got that today at least 4 or 5 times.
Well, that's not surprising,
Tom. I got it even more from my wife.
Oh, nice. Oh. Well,
Homie is like, what's your lifespan, Daddy?
How long does the average male live in 2020?
Male comic book artist. That's what you have to put.
By the way, Todd, now there's a new Borat movie. You said my wife wrong.
Yeah. I had to.
At least for the next few months, we all have to say my wife.
When I worked at the planetarium in college, and every time I said planetarium, my roommate would correct me and go planetarium, like from South Park.
Oh, nice!
So I got really used to that. So I guess I could say my wife. Whatever.
I'm curious if the Ewoks movies are sitting snug.
Are we really leaning on the Ewoks movies?
No, my question is this.
Is that today's show?
I'm curious if the Ewoks movie is sitting snugly next to the Star Wars holiday special and Disney not releasing
it. Not at all, dude, because those movies still stand up pretty good. They're not embarrassing.
Oh, no. I'm wondering why they don't release them. I don't understand why we don't release those movies. It's weird.
The holiday
that is
special,
actually an interesting question, because those movies actually aren't bad.
Song of the South.
Well, no, those Ewok movies aren't bad. That's the point. I don't understand why they're never released.
Well, Wilford Brimley does say some racist stuff about Ewoks in that movie.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. Does he?
Yeah, he says. Well, I mean, it's not racist in our context, but it's definitely racist in an Endor context.
Yeah. Oh, like an Endorian before context? Oh, yeah. I see. God forbid we offend
some very
the Endorians.
Things about Ewoks in that
oh,
movie.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Goodness! The Ewoks.
He's always eating oatmeal. It's weird.
Yeah, whatever. Let's offensive. The Ewoks ate the freaking Stormtroopers, man. Come on.
Off camera.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. You know they did. Anyway.
Oh, I know they did. Yeah. You know they did.
Everybody knows.
But again, Star Wars is for kids. They didn't do that.
Yeah. It's all implied.
They just kept their helmets for some reason, even though they're going to eat the rebels.
Yeah, they're going to eat the rebels.
Ewoks and cannibals. Deal with it.
Some other small news today. Speaking of properties, famous properties, you brought this up in the before the show, Gannon. Castle Rock on Hulu ended up getting canceled. Now it is officially 2 seasons, and that's all you're getting. So too bad, so sad. J.J. Abrams has put a stop to Castle Rock, the Stephen King.
I'm pretty sure it's the network, not J.J. Abrams. I think if it was up to him, the show would keep going.
Yeah, to be fair, that's true. Yeah, so it's I saw the first couple episodes.
Dial it back a little. I enjoyed The Mandalorian season 2.
Did you watch
one.
It? Wait a minute. I thought you said
I saw
you didn't
it twice.
Have, I thought you didn't have Disney Plus. That's why I didn't ask you.
No, I do.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's why I didn't ask you. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh man,
I didn't think you had Disney Plus. I'm sorry.
No, I watched it twice. The first time in Dutch.
Oh. What?
It played in default in Dutch, but I watch things with the captions on, so it kept saying Mandalorian, and then you know the text, and I was thinking not Mandalorian the character, but Mandalorian the language.
Ah.
So I thought, oh, he's speaking Mandalorian. Sweet. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then went all the way through until that scene with the Tusken Raiders. And I was like, hold up. They're grunting in Mandalorian? Well, what the hell is this? And then I checked the subtitles and, I mean, the language settings. And I was like, oh, I've been watching in a foreign language this entire time.
And so now that you watched it twice,
and then I watched it again in English, and it was good both ways, surprisingly.
So it was enjoyable, and you're looking forward to the next few episodes, I take it, then?
I am. I don't... Like, I can see why people wouldn't like it. But
I haven't met many people like that.
I've met quite a few because you know a lot of them are like, if there's no lightsabers, it's not Star Wars to me. So,
amen.
It's very ignorant.
Wow. Didn't know Todd was so stark.
But I get it. I get it. But since I'm a big fan of the lore, what they're doing in this show is some really good world building. And I enjoy that.
That's good. I mean, you're going to have to. I mean, world building is probably one of the central reasons why a lot of people like the first season of Mandalorian. So, I mean, they're going to have to continue that anyway, right?
I mean, essentially, it was a longer version of one of the season one episodes. It's just, you know, he travels to a place and then he helps people out with their problems before moving on.
Wow. It's like the Incredible Hulk.
Exactly.
Lou Ferrigno's in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
He plays a crate dragon.
What's that?
Ferrigno plays the big Mando.
Oh, the big Mando. Makes sense.
Lou Ferrigno plays Baby Yoda.
Makes sense. Well,
That's in the musical.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I will remember next time that you have Disney Plus. I did not know you had it. Okay.
What sucks is I gotta start paying for it this month. My free through Verizon deal is up this month.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, same. So I gotta cancel my sub now.
Me and Alica, we were stupid enough to go for the 3-year version.
Idiot.
Yeah, we did.
All hail the mouse.
All hail the mouse. The house of mouse.
Which is hilarious because
I thought you said all hail the muffs.
No, that's not what he said.
Also
at all.
That.
So Todd, listen, since you don't watch television or, you know, participate in anything cool anymore other than write comics, what have you been reading and or, you know, what have you been reading? Let's be honest.
What have you been reading? I'm reading.
What's that?
I just got this.
I have read that. I had that very same book when I was growing up. That is a great book.
I've had a feeling that you would like this.
It's a great
feeling that you would like
it. It's a great book. And so what? What's your problem? The 7% solution. Have you never read that before?
I've never read it before.
It's very good. It's excellent.
So,
how many percent are you through it?
0% right now. I'm still trying to make it through all the comics I picked up last week, and barely scratched the surface. Yeah, I haven't read The Last Ronin. I just skipped the last page to find out who it was.
You do that, Todd? Do you really do that? Exactly who you think it's gonna be. Whoa! Wait a minute. You do that for real?
The fan community reliably predicted this months ago.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So
there are things throughout the Ninja Turtles canon that hint at this turtle being the one.
So would it be rude if Todd spoiled it right now?
It's told. They tell you who it is in the first issue, so you're meant to know it throughout the storyline.
Jenica, right?
They only tell you at the very end of the issue, so I don't know.
It's the girl turtle or the girdle?
Shut up.
Oh.
It's Michelangelo, isn't it?
It's Godzuki.
What is it?
Todd? Who's the Ronin?
I can't spoil it for you. Kai's got to
go. Already said
Kai's
it
gotta go
before.
Yeah, I think he did. Isn't it Jenica?
No, I didn't say it.
No, you have.
I didn't say
I knew it before I read it.
I posted
and I only know it through you.
I posted the spoiler maybe in the Nerdwatch group. I haven't said it on this show.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But to be fair, they tell you who the last Ronin is at the end of the first issue. It's going to be a 5-issue miniseries. So you're meant to know who this turtle is.
Don't look at the back cover and make an assumption.
I'm going to get something else.
The more shocking thing for me is I'm shocked that Todd Bernardi is a guy who reads the last page of a book. I didn't know you were that guy.
I was flipping through it, and I was I was looking at the artwork. The artwork's really good, I do a cursory glance at all the comics when I flip through it, and then on the last page, it's just like, oh. It's you. So,
Wow.
It's just, you know.
Todd, I have a new opinion about you. I never knew. Never knew.
You what?
He's gonna grab that book of his new book of his and read the last page.
I don't think someone like you deserves to read the 7% solution.
So, but you tell him about the 7% solution, Greg.
Well,
act like you read it.
No, I did read it when I was a kid. So a lot of it is hazy, but of course it's a Sherlock Holmes story. We would read the books.
Your father was Sherlock Holmes?
My father would. He was such a buff for this stuff. We'd read the books. We would listen to the radio dramas. He loved the radio drama, so I'd listen to the radio.
Seems like you're dancing around saying what the book is, which is what the question was.
It's a book about the 7% solution. It's in the title. All right.
It's a book.
It's a book.
What is the solution about?
What's the 7% solution?
All right. So the 7% solution is also a movie. Okay. So.
Oh my god! That's a cheese error. I want to slap you.
I'm just kidding.
Did you watch the movie?
I've seen the movie too.
It's two parts water, one part sugar.
It's actually if I remember right, it's the story is written as kind of like as a lost manuscript of John Watson, I think, or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? And it kind of
you know how it's in sort of an alternate history.
How would Todd know? He hasn't read the book.
Well, the 7%.
I read all about it. I read all about it. It's a pretty famous book.
Right.
It's because Todd
and his cursory glances.
Well, it's because the 7% solution has to deal with Sherlock Holmes's cocaine addiction. So
yeah,
Sherlock has a.
Yes.
He had a cocaine addiction in one of the original books, and it's a 7% solution of cocaine. 7%
solution of cocaine, yes.
And he injects it.
Right.
And so instead, John Watson famously kills him off in the lore of Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
And then brings him back to life. What had actually happened is this lost manuscript covers is that Sherlock Holmes went to the continent to seek treatment for his cocaine addiction from Sigmund Freud.
Right.
And then one of Sigmund Freud's patients gets into trouble, and Sherlock Holmes has to solve the mystery.
Now, what's interesting is this is not a Sir Arthur Conan Doyle story. This is actually this is actually written by Nicholas Meyer. And for those of you geeks out there, Nicholas Meyer is the man who directed
Nicholas Cage's
Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, and of course Star Trek VI: The Undiscovered Country.
He directed them, and he pretty much rewrote two.
Yeah.
And then that's why they were able to get Spock back for the second one.
Yeah.
They were like, wow, this is way better.
Yeah.
He rewrote it in like 2 weeks or even shorter. And it was because they were about to shoot it. They were like, we got to go shoot this movie. And they were able to reuse a lot of the footage, and they reused a lot of the sets from the first movie. So it didn't cost that much. And then he's pretty much responsible for a lot of people's love in the late 70s and early 80s for Star Trek. I mean, he basically rejuvenated the franchise.
You know, what's so weird, you know what the weird thing about Nicholas Meyer writing the 7% solution and directing the Star Trek movies? Here's a guy who wrote a book, directed the Star Trek movies. His book gets turned into a movie, and he doesn't even direct his own book that's based on
maybe because he felt like he told the story already.
Well, I guess maybe. I mean, I don't know why
he didn't. It came out 7% solution came out in 74.
70, yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, 76. And so, 76, I believe.
Okay, so that was way before he wrote the script though for the movie.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, and that's why it was interesting that I guess they didn't have any confidence in him as a director, just the writer, I guess. But yeah, if you guys, I know it's super, super, like, really nerdy stuff, but 7% Solution is a cool book. It's also a very cool movie, too, so I would recommend it highly. Yeah, so check it out. He also directed a movie called Time After Time, by the way. The one about H.G. Wells catching Jack the Ripper in future New York City. Which is also very good. Anyway, Todd, go ahead.
Time travels?
Yeah. It's really cool.
That's weak.
Shut your mouth.
But that's my... I came across this book as I was watching old Sherlock Holmes movies, and so I'm really excited about digging into it.
It's a really interesting story. I think you'll dig it a lot. And it was very... I don't know how to put this. It's kind of 70s-ish. You know what I'm saying? So you'll dig it.
So a lot of wife slapping.
I think that I'm really interested in the way that the he created these characters. He didn't create these characters. He didn't create Star Trek. He didn't create, the Time After Time stuff. He didn't create Sherlock Holmes. But people...
Did he create the Ewoks?
Well, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is he should... That's what I'm saying is he should take his talent to the Star Wars franchise. And maybe he'd be,
Is he even still working?
I don't think so. I think he's retired.
Obviously,
he did something. I think he did something recent. I think he wrote a book recently, but I'm not sure if he's still working.
The 8% solution.
There's a sequel.
There was a sequel to the book, but it wasn't called that. No. But I don't think it was a sequel. It was like wasn't a direct sequel. I don't think Sigmund
Freud. It was a prequel. The 6% solution.
There you go.
You guys are such ass.
6% solution to electric boogaloo.
Anyway, here's something to nerd out about. Reanime, and I know that Kai's ears are going to perk up and sort of freaking formats. Reanime has released a live action trailer for a live action teaser trailer for The Legend of Korra. I don't know if they're actually going to turn this into a project or not, but apparently they were thinking about it. So if you're interested, and if you love The Legend of Korra the way Alika and Todd Bernardi do, you can check out... I don't know, but Reanime thinks so, and Reanime did a live-action teaser for it, and actually it looks really good. So check it out on Reanime, and just give it a look for yourself if you're a fan of... of The Legend of Korra. Or if you hate Legend of Korra, you can also hate watch it. So do that as well.
Yeah, so hate watch stuff now?
Get them those clicks.
Yeah, Kai likes to hate watch a ton of stuff. It's crazy.
No, I do not.
I hate watch stuff, October Faction.
True, you did.
I think people hate watch this show.
I think people really hate watch
that's fair.
Hate watch Hellstrom. On Hulu, that was an interesting hate watch.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah, so as far as the news goes, that's pretty much it. What do you guys have been keeping yourselves busy with this past week? Considering this is election laundry. Night and we're on the eve of the apocalypse. So, have you been keeping yourself busy, Alika?
I was doing laundry.
What?
What have you been watching?
Just some movies with my kids. I finally watched that live-action Dora.
Oh, Dora the Explorer.
Freaking bonkers. What the hell? That's kids shouldn't be watching that movie.
How many kids watch that movie?
How dare you? What the hell are you saying?
I was watching that with my kids, and they enter a field of flowers that puff this magic smoke and make them all hallucinate that they're cartoons. And I'm like... Just thinking, I was like, how do you explain this to a child? Hallucinogenics and tripping balls?
You should show them Return to Oz someday.
Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping.
You should be able to handle that.
But let's be honest, it was more enjoyable than you thought it was going to be, right?
For me, because it was so
weird. That's awesome.
I was watching my kids watch it and just like, I wonder what they think is going on right now because There's some weird ass crap in that movie.
I'm surprised it took you so long to watch it, especially with your kids. I thought they would love that.
You know, my kids will eventually get to everything on Netflix. It's like, you know, they're exhausting all of it. What else? Oh, the Anne Hathaway Witches. I watched that.
I heard I was not good at all. That's what I heard.
The ending sucks. Like, I want to spoil it because it sucks so bad.
Do it.
Isn't that the original book ending? I read something about that.
Yeah, if that's the original book ending, then the original book ending also sucks.
Wow.
And then the other thing, this is a Roald Dahl book, so obviously there's tons of racism in it.
Easy, like guy.
A lot of overt and veiled racism, so the closer and more accurate you come to portraying the book, the closer and more accurate you are to portraying all the racial stereotypes and prejudices that he was, you know, pushing in his works.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Nice how you had to point that out. Thanks, Leek.
I read an article about it before I watched the movie. I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah. That's pretty racist.
Wow. So, All right. It's fair. Yeah, enough.
It's not even about the black family being the, you know, the good guys who are against the witches or whatever. It's actually about the portrayal of the witches being wealthy, affluent women, and that kind of being an allegory for, like, how they portrayed Jews in a lot of propaganda. Witches and having the long noses and stuff like that, and It's a lot of unsavory stuff that you really see the correlation, and it becomes all really uncomfortable once you start thinking about it.
Wow. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So that was present, of course, in the movie. But the ending, I want to ruin the ending because the ending sucks.
How to take the air out of someone watching a movie, don't you?
No, because the original Witches as a kid, and that's another movie that you're like, should kids be watching it because it's so terrifying?
Yeah.
We remember watching that movie as a kid, and it terrified us, and it was, you know, it stuck in our minds. And then I'm watching this version, and the way it ends is like 10 million times more horrifying. okay, the ending of the original Witches, the Angelica Houston Witches.
Yeah, yeah.
They get the solution, and the kids turn back into children.
And the kids,
Can I spoil this, please?
Yeah, everybody has HBO Max.
Go ahead.
Just do it, SA.
At the end of this version, the children don't turn back into humans, and they actually grow up as mice, and the end of the movie is he's an adult mouse with Chris Rock's voice, and he's leading a rebellion of children to try to kill the rest of the witches that are still alive after decades of being out
there. When you say grown-up mice, do you mean the size of humans?
No, they're still the size of mice. I mean, they have lived their entire from childhood to adulthood as mice. They did not turn back into humans. That is terrifying.
Great. Now I don't have to watch this, I guess.
That sounds fun and scary. I want to see it now.
It's horrifying. It is freaking horrifying. Like, as a kid, I'd be like, what? They're mice still? I would be like... That would be the worst ending for me as a kid.
Well, interesting is that...
The other thing that... So, just them still being mice at the end, that's horrifying enough to a child, mm-hmm. that there's no hope that they can't be turned back into children. Okay, scary, yes. But...
It's real, man.
This adult mouse person, okay, is leading an army of children to fight deadly adult witches. So they have a classroom full of children that they have now instructed to fight to mortal death in combat against witches who have no qualms killing children and eating them. He sends a classroom full of these children out into the world to battle adult witches.
Why does this sound like so Harry cool? Why does it sound so cool right now?
That sounds like a cooler movie.
That sounds like a cool movie.
It sounds like Harry Potter.
What a bad... Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter is not a very good movie.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you're telling me that the grown-up Chris Rock mouse teaches a class of kids? He actually teaches kids as a mouse.
As a mouse, he sends out child soldiers into the world to fight adult witches.
Wow. Interesting. So
that sounds like a better movie.
The thing is, you just know all of those children are going to die.
All right. In battle. Now I really want to watch this movie. Damn.
It's
I really do. I really
do. I don't know, man. Aaron worships at the altar of Robert Zemeckis, and he didn't even give this movie a pass.
That is true. You're right. Aaron does worship at the altar of Robert Zemeckis.
Everything Robert Zemeckis does is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Mm. Good point.
Which is not true.
Really? Name a bad Robert Zemeckis movie then, Gannon.
Back to Future 3.
Whoa! What?
Also, Back to the Future 2.
Whoa, shut up. Back to the Future 2 is the best one.
Back to the Future 3 is the best one because there's cowboys in it.
Yeah, see?
Schindler's List.
Okay, that's not Robert Zemeckis.
No, but his version of Schindler's List was junk.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Steven Spielberg remade it.
All right, so everybody who's anybody, make sure that you get your subscription to HBO Max and watch The Witches. According to Alika, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, you kind of will be disappointed.
All right, question: is it better?
Speaking of HBO Max, did you want to mention that the Justice League trailer was pulled off of everything because of Leonard Cohen's song?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
I wonder if Leonard Cohen's estate was just like, you know what? No, we're not going to let Snyder have our music anymore. We're pulling it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Can't take it out of Watchmen, but they could take it off that trailer.
Well, fine. I mean, technically he's still shooting it and things like that. So whatever, he'll get some other music, you know. Zack Snyder, he'll do what he's got to do. So he's got to, because he's gonna have to have it done by at least spring of next year. So
does he have a hard date for it? I don't think he does, dude.
He wants to get it out early 2021. That's all we know for sure.
He wants to, but with COVID, I don't think he's under any pressure.
Can I ask you something?
I could be wrong, but they never gave him a firm date for it to be done.
Do you think Zack Snyder cares about COVID at this point? You think he wants to just get this damn thing done?
Well, he still has to finish that zombie film that he was doing for Netflix too. So he's
That is true too.
Touching up Justice League while at the same time trying to fix his Army of the Dead movie, which he had to take Chris D'Elia out. So he's having to fix two movies simultaneously from the sound of it.
That's true too. Good point. Yeah, it's
and that live action Droids remake he was doing.
I would 100% watch that.
I'm sure you would, pal. I'm sure you would. Gannon,
say this as a side note to
the witches to
Droids. Star Wars stuff is that any of the toys from the Droids animated series and or the Droids comic books, those are because they were short run printed because they were not popular. Because there are so few of them, all of that stuff is very rare and therefore valuable. So, you know, maybe the Droids cartoon wasn't well received, but if you have a Boba Fett from the Droids cartoon action figure, that's worth like 5 to 10 times more than that Boba Fett from the regular run Star Wars figures.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Because it's so rare.
Wow, that's nutsos. Well, Gannon.
He used to have a lightsaber from that Droids cartoon.
Gannon, you mentioned that you were doing laundry this week. Did you also get to enjoy any new films or anything this week that you'd like to recommend or not recommend?
You know what? I actually, Barry posted a review of that. It's an old movie, Dead and Buried.
Yeah.
Which I watched based on his recommendation, which I thought was odd because I don't really ever do that. But I actually got very taken by that movie.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh, wow.
Cool concept. I kind of don't want to tell anybody anything about it because it's kind of one of those movies, like, if you don't know what it's going to be about going in, it just unfolds on you, and it's a good story.
Oh, okay, cool.
So don't read any reviews, just go watch it. Dan O'Bannon and Christ, I can't remember the other guy's name. But Dan O'Bannon did it right after Alien. That's the movie he wrote right after Alien. And just a few years before he did Return of the Living Dead.
Dead and Buried, you said?
Dead and Buried.
The only other Dan O'Bannon project that I knew of before Alien was the John Carpenter movie Dark Star. That I think he ended up...
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know anybody's actually seen it. I don't even know if it's available anywhere.
I've seen it. I watched Dark Star. My dad, they were doing a revival of it when I was a kid. I actually got to see
it. Well, no, what I mean is, like, you never see that thrown in the mix, like, for collector's edition Blu-ray releases.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, to be fair, it's not good.
Not forgotten movies, but, like, just kind of disregarded.
Yeah, it's not good. That's why it's not great. Not great at all. So, you were telling
me... It's fun to see in the sense that, like, two guys that went on to huge, bigger, and better things.
Correct.
Did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were telling me as well that you watched a film that apparently it was a horror movie, but it turned out to not be as It turned out to be more horrible than horror.
Oh, Antebellum. Yeah, I literally just finished watching that.
And?
I can see why the reviews aren't great. When you watch the trailer, you feel like it's going to be in the same vein as Get Out or Us, something along those lines. And yeah, the big part of it is that it's about slavery and you know, it touches on this character who it doesn't really establish in the very beginning what's actually going on, because this character, you're following this character in this slave period during in plantation.
Yeah.
And then you see her again in the modern day, and you don't really get a chance to reconcile which one is which, if it's something she's, if this is supposed to be an ancestor of hers or if she's imagining this. And I don't know. I'll just go ahead and spoil it. If you've seen The Village, it's the same damn twist. And once that happens, you start picking it apart. The whole damn movie is just ridiculous and stupid. And it's not really adding anything to the conversation or saying anything you haven't seen in 100 other movies that tackle this kind of subject matter. The fact that they try to pull this twist off is actually what ruins it.
So Joaquin Phoenix is in it?
Once the twist happens and the rest of the movie unfolds, it's everything about what she's suffering is like this weird afterthought. Like, it's just kind of used to exploit what happened to people as opposed to what actually is happening to her.
Right.
So I think you have to see it to get kind of get what I mean, but it's
so you're making it sound like things are happening around her unbeknownst to her, kind of like the Truman Show.
Well, you kind of feel like it's going to turn out that, like, you know, she's trapped in this reality she might have made up in her mind because she's supposed to be a writer and she's a public speaker and all these things.
Yeah.
But the twist is, I mean, I'm just going to say it. The twist is literally like she's kidnapped and taken to a plantation where they recreated slavery conditions and they keep bringing all these black people here. That's literally all it is.
So there's never any, like...
The outskirts of this plantation that they're being kept in as captors is, like, literally a Civil War reenactment camp.
So there's no explanation for why they're doing this, or...?
It seems like it's this underground network that just takes these black people off the streets and basically turns them into slaves as basically punishment because of who they've been or what they've accomplished in their own walks of life or whatever.
That sounds weird.
But they don't really hint at the fact that any of them came from any other place, like, it just seems like they're so dialed in into being in this period. Like, there's never any hints in the way anything's portrayed that they lived in any other timeline that's not that one, that makes sense.
No, it does.
Also never go out of their way to say that any of them have been brainwashed into believing they're truly slaves in this period.
Weird.
Once the twist kicks in, you're just like, the rest of this movie doesn't make any damn sense. It's the same problem that The Village has. Like, why do you need to recreate this time period?
Yeah, right. Have a secret
society somewhere.
Yeah.
And to what extent do you have to go through to make that work?
Why do I own The Village? I'm just thinking about that now. Why do I even have
it? It's because there are a select few people that want to make America great again.
It's true.
The performances are great. You know, the cinematography is great. The movie in and of itself, like, it's a beautiful looking movie, but. Again, if you've seen The Village, that twist has been done, and it really banks on you not having ever seen The Village. It's the same twist.
So is The Village better?
The message, it ruins whatever message the movie might have had.
So is it better than The Village?
I mean, in the sense that it's just as ridiculous as The Village, but you give it a chance. You know, I would give it a little bit more leeway because, you know, it's tackling some serious subject matter. But it's completely thrown out the door once the twist kicks in. Twist kicks in, it's not about any of those things anymore.
All right. So
everything about what the movie seemed to be saying is completely thrown out.
All right, so that's a definite non-recommend. Antebellum, it's been out for a couple of weeks now. You can actually purchase it now. It was only for rental only. Now you can purchase it.
Save your money and rent it on Redbox.
Save your money, rent it on Redbox. So, watch Antebellum.
Blu-ray player anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, do not watch Antebellum, I guess. Kai, any anything exciting for you, sir, that you...
Hey, any new video games come out, Kai?
What'd you get, Kai?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Watch Dogs Legion. So did
Whoa, Watch Dogs Legion came out.
Yeah, I did too. And so, Kai, what do you think? What do you think?
It's all right. There was a, I have a few
it's all right.
Get right up on that mic because I can't hear you.
I have a few glitches with the game. There was a couple of times where the camera angle kind of like disappears behind objects where I had a hard time adjusting it back to normal. I had a few characters where not responding, but I think they'll probably fix it in a patch or something like that. But,
Day one patch. Yay.
Well, Watch Dog Legion is, of course, the first game in the Watch Dog series that does not have a main character. You get to play everybody that you see in the game. It happens to be about the
Antifa.
Kind of like the takeover. Like this big government has taken over London or England, and now DedSec, this resistance group, is trying to take it back from the clutches of big government. So it's interesting, yeah.
It's fine. I haven't gotten too deep into it yet, so I'm probably like maybe 3 hours into the game.
Right.
But other than that, I've been watching mostly some cartoons and stuff on Netflix. And, okay, I will give I actually did kind of like watching The Blood of Zeus a little bit.
Oh, yes, The Blood of Zeus, the one that Alika wants to watch.
I wish I had my Netflix because I really like the Castlevania animation.
The animation is fine for that. It's just took me a while to get into it. It's good. I kind of want to see what they go with for the next on from there, if they're going to make another one or not.
Good.
So how far into it are you?
I got at least 2 more episodes to go.
Oh, you're almost done with it.
Yeah, I've been busy with other stuff, but I got 2 more episodes. I just finished The Last Kids on Earth. Still liking that series. And then, what else? Other than that, just some more manga books, some other games onto my listing of things I have to play. Also related is that this coming week, actually starting now, it's basically holiday season shopping hours for both Walmart and Target. So there'll be Black Friday sales basically going throughout the whole month of November.
That's actually a smart move. That's a good move on their part, I think.
Yeah. So next week, be prepared because street dates hits for both the PS5 and the new Xbox. So if you guys want to get your hands on Friday, you got to be there at the stores first thing in the morning. Unless you're going to try to fight the online prices.
Well, I'm just going to give you some money, Kai, and you're going to get it for
me. No.
I can't.
Hey, Greg.
Can you
repeat everything Kai said, but at a volume that that more people than dogs can hear?
So Kai said, to just repeat what Kai said. Kai said that
Really? Is
Walmart,
this still funny?
Yeah, it was. It's really funny. Kai said that Walmart and Target will be, because of COVID, that all of November is going to be Black Friday pricing. So if you're looking for new games, new Xbox One Series X's or PlayStation 5's or anything coming out for the holidays, you have all of November to take care of it, because Black Friday is not going to end up – Black Friday obviously is not going to be what it normally is every single year because of COVID. So they're going to do it throughout the entire run of November, which is smart. So, so if you want the new games that are coming out, you got Assassin's Creed coming out. You've got, Cyberpunk 2077, which got delayed again until December 9th. Yeah, so.
Why do I get the feeling that game is going to be Avengers all over again, that it's gotten so much hype that it just possibly can't live up to it?
I don't think that's going to be the
case.
I have
that feeling, too.
I don't think that's going to be the case. Alika, you changed.
Bye.
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 What's interesting about Cyberpunk 2077 is this game has been like 8 years in the making. One of the biggest problems with them pushing it back another 21 days is
put in more Keanu Reeves.
No, they were trying to optimize it for the current gen systems, the Xbox One X and the PS4. But the biggest problem was but the biggest problem was is that because of them pushing it another 21 days, their stocks have dropped like 25%.
Understanding that it's already optimized for the consoles. The problem is the computer players.
It's interesting that I was reading the exact opposite.
Because they got to make sure that it can be compatible with everything.
That's what I thought too, but I thought that because this game was made for the current gen consoles, it wasn't made. Right. Yeah. So what I was reading was that they were trying to optimize it for the PS4 and the Xbox One X because of the new specs, I guess, that they put in it because of next gen. So I don't know. But anyway, I think Cyberpunk is going to live up to the expectations.
That can't really be the case, though. Because those consoles are meant to be able to be backwards compatible. So.
Right. Well, I'm very excited for Cyberpunk 2077. I think it's going to be really good.
Greg, you said that wrong.
What?
You were supposed to say, I'm very excited.
But getting back to the point, if you are excited for Cyberpunk 2077 or any other games that are coming out, don't worry, Target and Walmart will have you covered because they'll be celebrating Black Friday all November. That's what Kai said, and make sure you guys make sure that on release day next Friday.
No, next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday. Next Friday is the release of the PS5 and the Xbox One X. Or Xbox Series X, excuse me.
Make sure you guys go to your neighborhood big box stores and say, Kai told me that
I could have one.
Be available.
Yeah, and I could have one.
No, first come, first serve.
How dare you.
Luckily, I can wait for the PS5. I don't need to have it right away.
Yeah. Well, the PS5 looks interesting. I pre-ordered my Xbox One X or what Xbox Series X.
So no one cares.
I'm very excited to try it.
You're a Call of Duty machine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Boy, you ain't kidding about that, man. It makes me so mad that's all I ever play. That's why I specifically bought Cyberpunk for the Xbox Series X, so I'll play it on there. And I'm also going to play and finally finish Red Dead 2 on my Series X. So that's going to be
cool. Is there zombies in it? Somebody said there's an update where there's going to be zombies.
There's for the online only. It's not DLC. So don't. Yeah. If you want it to be single player, it's not going to happen. So yes, just know that for sure. Anyway, other than that, boys and girls, Gannon. Before we get the hell out of here, it is New Release Tuesday, so why don't you bust out your fat sack and let us know what's coming out this week on the Blues and the 4Ks and all the digitals and stuffs.
I think Gannon just blew up my headphone.
What?
I think you blew up one of my ear. I
can't hear what Kai's saying.
He's got to get
what's
up on
what's he saying?
I don't know.
Our producer can't speak at a volume the rest of us can hear.
He needs to project.
Bad, you may have broken one of my earphones.
Oh,
talking too loud or something?
Yeah, you're talking too loud. Anyway, go ahead there, guy.
All right, so we got V for Vendetta in 4K coming out through Warner Brothers. Game of Thrones is getting an upgrade for 4K. So
that's Game of Thrones, bro.
If you want Game of Thrones, if you want to get Game of Thrones in 4K that just got released this week. There's two different sets for it. I'm assuming the one's got some cool bells and whistles.
Nice.
Kick-Ass is getting a 4K release as well. This could be a steelbook, I think. Who has it? I have no idea. For animation fans like Aliga, we got Jose and the Pussycats. The complete series. Apparently it's only 1 year's worth of shows. My favorite movie of tonight, Antebellum. Forrest Gump is getting a 25th anniversary 4K. If you're a Robin Williams fan, we got Man of the Year.
Thank you.
For the anime guys, we got Naruto Set 1, whatever that is. And then the prequel to Greg's favorite movie, Grease, is getting a 4K release.
Shut up, Grease 2!
No, I said the prequel to your favorite movie.
Oh, man, you almost had me. I want to order that right now.
You need to pay more attention to what I'm saying. How the Grinch Stole Christmas Ultimate Edition, whatever the hell that is. I'm not going to bother looking. And then there's really not, there's a whole bunch of weird stuff that nobody's going to bother with. But my honorable mention for today is a little movie called Shuttlecock, which is a director's cut.
Nice.
The hell is that?
Shuttlecock is about an English spy in World War II, 20 years later in Portugal, where his son finds him. Shuttlecock, director's cut.
That's nice.
It's nice. That's weird. Anyway,
it's not. It should have been about competitive badminton. I'm disappointed.
Shuttlecock. It's a Peter North movie where he travels to space.
Hey, shut your mouth. Anyway, so boys and girls, say thank you to the man who is Gannon for giving us that wonderful list.
Thank you.
Good job, Gannon. Good job, man.
Thank you, Gannon.
Well, I hope we could have taken you out of your election night blues tonight and get you guys talking about something else. We certainly do appreciate you guys sticking around and watching us, and I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Make sure that you guys do a couple of things. Number one, go check out Maui Comics. Get yourself some comic books and read some comics because it's always good to brush up.
Make sure to smash that like button.
Make sure to give
that bell icon.
Yeah, yeah. Hit that bell icon.
And subscribe.
And you want to subscribe to our. Subscribe. Yeah, you want to do that whole thing? You want to
release a new video every Tuesday evening. Yeah,
there you go. We want you to. How can we put this? We want you to give that like button an elbow off the top rope. All right. Every single Tuesday or every day for a week for all here. Just like it a lot.
Oh God.
That's what you want to do, right? Or you could give it the good old Roman Reigns spear, which is one of the worst finishers in wrestling.
What other things do these people have to do?
Anyway, yeah, they have to like, subscribe, comment, you know, all those things.
Oh, and don't forget to wash your ass.
And yeah, that as well. Just to be safe from COVID, to keep your ass safe from COVID, wash it. We are out of time, boys and girls. Have a wonderful, I cannot believe this. We are in November. 2021 is almost behind us. I am in total shock. And
2020 is almost.
Excuse me. 2020 is almost behind us. 2021. You can tell how much I'm looking forward to 2021. And 2021 is still ahead of us. And this one's almost over. So we shall see.
Well, you know, we'll look back. You know, next year we'll look back and just say that hindsight is 2020.
Yes, we will.
Disappointing year.
Yeah, disappointing year. Anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful
week. Everybody disappoint.
Have a wonderful week. We'll see you guys back here next week. Todd will tell us more about the 7% solution because I'm sure he'll be finished reading it because it's not a very...
I feel like you said that completely
it's
wrong.
It's not a very big book, so he should be done with it in pretty short order.
He'll just read the last page.
That's right. That's what he'll do. He'll read the last page. And then Kai will give us more details about Watch Dogs Legion. I will as well because I'm playing it as we speak. Format, of course, is still, I hope he's still Genshin Impacting on the PS4s, doing his thing.
I'm kind of all over the place right now.
Really?
Everybody that I know that plays Genshin Impact has way out-leveled me. So the way you can join up and do co-op, you can't go like lower level people can't join higher level games.
Right.
They can only go backwards.
Oh.
So like here I am limping along because I'm barely playing the game because I'm tied up with other projects. And all of my friends are like adventure level 40 now, I think is the cap. And so they're doing the end game grind while I am barely scratching the surface.
Right. Well, good luck with that. I'm trying to get through all kinds of games, Watch Dogs Legions to be exact, but of course I'm still playing the Call of Duties, which, by the way, comes out next week as well. New Call of Duty comes out next week. I'll report on that too. Yikes. Anyway, have a wonderful week, guys. We'll see you back here next week, and we'll talk, more comics, movies, games, Todd Bernardi's disgustingly long beard, and stuff like that. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. That's like a food catcher right there, dude. Man.
It might have some food in it.
Wow, that's incredible. I can't wait to see you clean shaven. And I don't mean your face. Anyway, have a wonderful week. And so for my...
What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you after the show. So for the freaky one, Leaky, myself, G-Money, Format, Kai Kai, of course, Gannon, and of course, Todd Bernardi. Until next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you right back here on the Nerd Watch next time. Aloha.
Happy birthday, Format.
Watch your ass. That's right. It's birthday, Format. Okay, wait. No, we're not leaving yet. No. I totally forgot. And I don't care if we get...
Throw out for Lindsay, too.
I don't want to get doxxed for it. So, yes, I will also send a big shout-out to Lindsay as well, our good friend, Night Darling. I totally forgot about Format's birthday.
You got to do that for Lindsay.
All right. Yeah. We got to stop the show for Lindsay. So, big shout-out to, of course, our dear friend, Night Darling, and, of course, Format, who, I guess, for his birthday, decided to get a new haircut and a clean shave. So good on you, sir. Happy birthday. If you'd like to divulge your age, what is it?
I am the
25.
Quad.
Oh.
44.
Wow. Well, if you'd like, I can sing happy birthday to you if you'd like.
I'd rather not. That's
all right. Fine. All right. I heard you do. Happy birthday.
I'm not like Sin or Frantine, who absolutely adore your voice.
Happy birthday to you.
Or Alika, for that matter.
Happy birthday.
I know they love the way you sound. I know you love the way you sound. I'm not a big fan.
Happy birthday to you and Lindsay. All right. One more time. Let's get the hell out of here. So for the birthday board. Is
it also Alika's birthday too?
Is it? Wait, we're going to stop the show again?
For my birthday, I want you to not sing.
Huh? Alika, is it your birthday too?
Tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No,
stop. It's Alika's birthday tomorrow. All right. Woo! The second false ending of the show. Woo! Alika, you want me to sing happy birthday to you?
I heard yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Freaky deaky leaky. Happy birthday.
Alika is creaming his shorts right now.
Greg, I'd like to point out that my birthday is in June and nobody's saying me crap. So
all right.
Why don't you go ahead and start that up again one more time?
All right. So for Gannon, since I missed it in June.
And while we're at it, you might as well sing mine too.
All right. Here we go. Okay. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, man. Dear Gannon and Kai Kai. Happy birthday. To all of you. All right. Are we good? All right, we're good.
Hi, when's your birthday?
Shut up. For Alika, birthday boy Alika, birthday boy Format, birthday boy Gannon, and birthday boy Kai Kai, Todd Bernardi, IMG Money. Once again, peace out, much love, and most surely always stay nerdy. We'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.